Penguin Random House Audio presents Mad Genius, A Manifesto for Entrepreneurs. This is the author, Randy Gage. What is it about genius that tortures so many who possess it? A mad genius, if ever there was one, Hunter S. Thompson, was asked how he created his unique brand of brilliance. His reply was inspired, if a little unnerving. "I hate to advocate drugs, alcohol, violence, or insanity to anyone, but they've always worked for me." I wish I could say the muse for this book was a sudden inspiration of genius, but it was actually germinated in an environment of shame and wretched despair. Shame, because I was lying around my apartment trying to throw off the after effects of a binge relapse with crystal meth, an addiction I thought I had long ago conquered. And despair, because the euphoria of the high, which of course gets less euphoric every time, was replaced by the exhaustion, nausea, and depression of the crash. Among meth addicts, these days are called Suicide Tuesdays for reasons you can probably imagine. Now, if you think that seems like a less than opportune environment to foster creative genius, you're only half right. Because sometimes it's when we're at our lowest state, facing our most difficult challenges, that we pull ourselves together, marshal our resources, and decide that the alternative to hopelessness is actually hope after all. You're going to find this is a recurring theme in this manifesto. Why no is never the answer, failure isn't final unless you quit, and how challenges offer the greatest opportunities for innovation and creation. Obviously, this relapse was one more chapter of the twisted hero's journey that my subconscious mind felt necessary to create for myself to overcome my own insecurities and worthiness issues. The good news is, I believe this won't happen again. Sometimes you just know when you're done. I felt that way after I took my last drink on my 20th birthday, and 35 years later, never had another desire for another one. And just as I felt my life worked better without alcohol in it, I now feel that recreational drug use doesn't enrich my life, but destroys it. So I chose life. But I also had this unnerving pang. Could I still write, or would the goddess of creativity abandon me at the altar? Would I still possess the gift to recognize opportunities and build entrepreneurial ventures? I grew up watching creative geniuses like Joplin, Hendrix, and Morrison blaze brilliantly, then die of overdoses. And I idolize writers like Hemingway, Poe, O. Henry, and of course Thompson, who all viewed drugs and alcohol as necessary ingredients for their creative genius, or at least helpful to medicate the issues preventing them from achieving it. Fortuitously, I read On Writing, the brilliant memoir of the craft of writing from Stephen King, who recounted his ability to face down his own addiction demons and still create. I began to think that a look at genius and how we harness, nurture, and direct it would make for a fascinating book. And even more intriguing would be an exploration specifically of how the mindset of the entrepreneurial genius works. Funny, as I was reading up on the links between creativity and mental illness, I found a Wikipedia entry that stated, "Psychotic individuals are said to display a capacity to see the world in a novel and original way. Literally, to see things that others cannot." Now, entrepreneurs are not psychotic, of course. We simply display a capacity to see the world in a novel and original way, literally to see things that others cannot. Oh, wait. As entrepreneurs, we're hardwired to shake things up, live by our own set of rules, and more importantly, create new things. Our greatest genius comes in the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?